Start how we always do. Just get comfortable, close your eyes, and imagine a black screen in front of you, getting ready to paint a picture. Get all nice and comfy on that pillow, pull the covers up, and imagine the black screen that you were just thinking of being filled with different colored trees, some green, some orange. There's dirt underneath your feet. It's a little cold out, but you're nice and toasty in your layers of clothes. Your hiking boots are tied and ready to begin your mile walk. First mile, it's pretty simple, but then the course is separated into three segments. The beginning walk, which is just flat land. Second walk, which is more mountainous. And the third and final stretch, which leads down to the river and the lake that you want to stay at. Beginning your first steps into the first mile, your GoPro turned on and ready to record. The trees are in full blossom, and there are no leaves on the ground. Birds fly overhead. The birds that fly overhead are tiny red cardinals and medium-sized blue jays. You have your camera in your hand ready to shoot some photos of what you see on your walk. The first few steps on the nice soft ground felt very relaxing. You begin your walk. The sign was right. There isn't many mounds to walk over, or hills, or little holes in the ground. It's a very smooth walk. And you think it'll take you around maybe an hour at the most to walk the mile if you stop and take photos. But you keep walking, and the sun is shining down on you and the trees. There are no clouds in the sky, just a nice baby blue shade of sky above you. Keep imagining these things. And you keep walking, you find a stone and you kick it in front of you. And you keep kicking it along your walk, and you found out that this is something you can do to keep you occupied. You keep kicking the stone, and you keep looking around for the birds and the different animals you might find. You see a deer a couple feet away behind a tree off to your left. You stop moving as soon as you see it, because one false move and the deer would be gone, and this would be a good photo. So you pull out your camera and you snap a couple shots of it. Yes, you have your GoPro on and it will record everything, but your camera has better quality. You keep walking, satisfied with your photos, hoping you'll take a couple more. Keep walking. It's getting a little hotter because it's around 1 o'clock and the sun is directly above you. So you pull out your nice water bottle full of ice cold water. You take a little sip, and you feel at peace when the water runs down the back of your throat. Just keep imagining the things that I'm saying here. You keep walking, you put the water bottle in your bag, and you keep walking. A couple minutes have gone by since you last saw the deer, and you see a little turtle slowly crossing the path in front of you. Yet again, you turn your camera on and you get down on one knee and take the photo of this little tiny turtle with a green shell with some white specks and red dots. And you keep walking after you take the photo, and you keep walking, and two animals seen on your 10-minute hike so far, looking pretty good. Your pedometer says you have around 0.9%, 0.9 miles to go. You look up in the trees and you find some cute looking birds. But you keep walking. You want to get there before 2 o'clock. It's important you set goals when you're hiking so you don't get lost. So you keep walking. Still no hills, just the flat land beneath your feet. No rocks. You lost your tiny rock that you were kicking. And keep making your way around this path. It's not a straight path, there are some turns. But overall, it's an easy walk. You can't wait to reach the end of the mile. Around 30 minutes later, over halfway there, you see a little bear cub. A ways away, thankfully, because you don't know where the mama bear is and you're worried that it might sneak up on you. But you see the baby cub, black fur ball. And mid again, just like before, you take your camera out, you zoom in on its face, and you snap a photo of its cute black face with its little eyes and pinkish nose. Being as quiet as you can, not to startle the bear or the mom, you walk off. Continue your walk. Keep walking for around 20 more minutes and you finally reach the summit of mile 2. Little sign there that says congratulations, hope you saw some good wildlife. Your water bottle is over halfway full still. Things are looking good. Mile 2 is ready to be conquered by you. As you arrive to the mile 2 sign, you stare at it for a couple seconds. The boring wood stares back at you, and you proudly take a step forward past the sign onto the second mile. And this mile was a little harder because there's more hills and more downhills and different obstacles on the path. And you know this is going to be hard, so you pace yourself and walk slower than you did for your first mile, but still taking in all the sights around you. The tall trees are still there, and the wildlife still buzzing around you. So you're not alone on this walk, but you know You can't do it alone. So you put your headphones in, put on some pump-up music, and push through this pain of climbing mountains. The texture of the ground changes from dirt to stone to pebbles and finally to big chunky rocks that have been weathered down through centuries. You keep walking in no rush because it's only 2:30. You have time. You always enjoy walking by yourself because it's not rude to listen to music while you're alone. Walking with other people makes you feel awkward because you always have to have a conversation going or can't have music blasting through the speakers because it'll disrupt wildlife. So walking alone is much easier. As you walk along this path, you only see a new animal that you haven't seen on this path before, and it's a medium-sized red fox with a black line across its tail on the back. It's a little orangish color. Doesn't help it blend in with the green shrubbery on the outskirts of the hike or path. So you take out your camera and you pop a flick. You snap the photo of the fox before it runs off. Berries are in its mouth. Which remind you do have food to eat if you get hungry, but you haven't reached that kind of hunger yet. So you keep walking and minutes go faster and faster until you reach the third and final mile about an hour and a half after you started the second mile. Your playlist still hasn't ended yet, and you're still excited to get to the lake. You keep walking without even looking at the sign. You just know it says Mile 3 starting now. Even though it's a mile, you want to finish this in under an hour, so your pace quickens up. It's mostly downhill from now, leading to the lake. But that doesn't stop you from taking occasional breaks to enjoy the nature around you. As you mosey on down to the bottom of the mountain, you start to see glimpses of the lake through the trees. And luckily, there's not much dirt left until you reach sand that surrounds the lake. With your water almost gone, you find your home right where it should be, right next to the lake, and you jog to the front door, take your key, and you put it in the little keyhole inside your big wooden door that keeps your home safe from all the wandering animals. Twist it to the left and you push in, and the aroma of ancient wood hits you. The smell of different plants in your house go up your nose, triggering sensors in your brain. You're happy that you're home, but you're also happy that you completed this walk. Even though it wasn't your first time, you got some good photos that you haven't taken of before. You walk over to the living room and you sit down on the couch, extend your legs, and put a pillow under your head, and close your eyes, and and fall asleep. I hope you enjoyed the story. Have a good night.